This is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Welcome. There is a very powerful verse in Mishlei and Proverbs. It goes like this. Goymil nafsho ish chosed. A person who's a kind person, a chesed, is giving, kindness. Goymil nafsho, he's really helping himself, his own soul. He's helping himself. Because people think, oh, if a person is selfish and does things for himself, oh, he gains a lot for himself. The reality is the opposite. The person who's the giver, the person who thinks of others, who does things for others, that person is the one who really helps himself. And there are two levels. There's one level, the law of reciprocity. You do something for others and they automatically want to do something back for you. And that's what happens when you do kindness for others, especially when your intention is totally for their welfare. The byproduct, what's almost automatic, they will be kinder to you. They will think how they can help you back. But even more than that, that when you do an act of kindness for another human being, you're being kind to the children of the Almighty, and the Almighty will be kinder to you. So whenever you think, should I do this act of kindness or not? Oh, it seems hard. It seems difficult. I don't feel like it. But if you realize to what extent you're enhancing your entire life, you're setting up that mita keneged mita, that measure for measure, that when you need things, you're going to get it. But that should not be your intention. Because if it's your intention to get something back, it's like bartering. It's all right to barter. It's legal. It's appropriate. That's business. And it's a business deal. But a person who's really intelligent, a person who's smart, a person who really sees the entire picture will think of, I want to help others. I want to do for others. And when you think in terms of doing for others, you'll always be able to find opportunities for kindness. Because wherever you are, you'll be able to find an opportunity. What can I say for somebody now that will help them? What can I do for someone? And the people that are really intelligent in business keep thinking not, oh, how can I get from others, but what can I give? How can I serve? Because if you can give something to every person you encounter, you're creating tremendous positive energy. That energy is going to come back to you many fold. Shlach lachmich al pnei amayim. There's a verse that says, cast thy bread upon the water, because eventually it'll come back to you. So when you think in terms of others, first of all, you get the joy of kindness, to get the joy of you're elevating your character. You're elevating your entire soul. So keep thinking, what can I say to someone that's kind to this person? What can I do for a person that's kind? And wherever you are, you'll find opportunities. Like I write in my book called Kindness, that wherever you are, you're there for a reason. Especially if you find yourself in a situation, in a place, I don't even know how I got here, why I'm here. There's always going to be an opportunity to help another person. So look for these opportunities. They're everywhere, everywhere you go. And you're really enhancing your life. People who have a tendency to worry, to be concerned about the future and be nervous about it, wonder what's going to be, how are things work out? You know how to have a guarantee of a good life? Keep thinking in terms of kindness. Unconditional kindness, because you don't know how it's going to come back. The Almighty has many ways to enhance your life. So keep thinking every time an opportunity comes up, what can I say for another person that's kind to them? What can I do for another person that's kind? And the person that's going to benefit tremendously will be yourself. But again, keep that as a byproduct. Keep that as something that's not your major focus. And you'll have a tremendously joyful, enhanced life of developing your character, elevating your whole level of kindness.